This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. It's great to have you on board. And we head back to Sydney in Australia now to catch up with Campbell Hansen. Campbell, welcome back onto the podcast. Time to chat some nutrition. You mentioned Dan Plews quite a few times in our previous chats. Dan's a huge proponent of the low-carb, high-fat sort of fueling strategy. I'm guessing you might be the same.
I probably sit somewhere on that spectrum. It tends to fluctuate a little bit. I think I'd always been, after I did Ironman New Zealand in 2016, my wife and I made a conscious decision to switch to cut sugar out of our diet, a lot of sugar out. So that essentially meant getting rid of, the big carbs. So things like rice, bread, pasta, breakfast cereal, sweetened yogurt, all that sort of thing went. But prior to that, I was what you call a carb monster. So, I'd go to swim training in the morning, I'd come home, I'd smash a big bowl of toasted muesli and fruit and sweetened yogurt and two slices of raisin toast smothered in peanut butter. And by 10, 11 in the morning, I'd be at work and I'd be crawling up the wall for food, absolutely beside myself. I thought it's worth changing things up a bit. I think it's made a big difference. And not always from an athletic perspective. My gut health has definitely been better. I'd eat all those carbs or eat a large meal of pasta for dinner, and I'd often end up on the toilet afterwards, so I'm probably slightly intolerant to wheat or something along those lines. And then I could feel myself becoming more efficient as a fat burner. So whereas, I'd go out and do a long ride and after an hour I'd, have something to eat or whatever, I'd then, it'd be an hour and a half, it'd be 2 hours, it'd be 2.5 hours. So I definitely felt benefits from switching to a lower, it's certainly far from keto, but a lower carb diet and eating a lot more fat, so full fat yogurts, avocados, lots of nuts. Dinner will be zucchini noodles or cauliflower rice, that sort of thing. And I think, looking on race day, I'll still fuel with carbs, and I've been lucky. I've never ever really had any GI issues when racing or exercising. You've also got to be rational with it. To make it work, you've got to have, your wife or your partner or your family at home on board with it. And thankfully, Holly probably drives it more than me now. But you've also got to fuel to train, right? So if I've got the days I'm doing a double session, if I've got an evening like hard run track session or an evening swim squad, and I know there's going to be some intensity in it, if I don't eat some carbs before that, the quality of the session will generally suffer. So I'll tend to fuel with a few carbs for that sort of thing. So it's been rational with it. And also just breaking habits. Some mornings I'll have a black coffee and a protein ball for breakfast after a ride because I'm actually just not hungry. So whereas the old me would have, felt that it was time to eat breakfast, whereas now I'm quite happy just to not eat or have a black coffee or something with a little bit more fat content in it, and that'll get me through to lunchtime. So I think, it's definitely been a positive thing. You feel your metabolism changing and the fat oxidation being more efficient. So
And as far as racing goes, do you change that at all during racing? Do you race slightly higher carbs, or is it pretty much the same as training?
I'll definitely race. I'll use carbs when I race. I'll still carb load, you know, a day or two going in just to try and top the system up a bit. And I'll race on 55 to 60 grams of carbs an hour on the bike is what I'll carry on me. So in Kona, I'd go through all of that for the first 4 hours, and then I'd hit the coke on the course in the last hour, and that's always worked for me well. And then on the run, I'll carry a couple of gels and basically just use on-course nutrition in terms of coke and Red Bull and electrolyte and water. And that's worked for me well. I've tried years ago racing at, you know, 90 to 100 grams of carbs on the bike, and honestly, I just felt like I was bloated and was all going to come back up. So, 55 to 60 grams of carbs works for me well. And it's also really dependent on the ambient temperature. You know, in Kona, when it's hot, you're going to be burning more calories, so you go through your fuel. When it's a cool environment, I can get to the end of, you know, in a half, I can get to the, in a 70.3, I can get to the end of the ride, and I've used half of my fuel and just haven't needed it. So it's really temperature and conditions dependent as well. But you've got to have a plan, but you've got to have flexibility to change it as you go, and I think that comes with experience as well.
Absolutely. Well, Campbell, it's been great catching up. I thoroughly enjoyed our chat, and best of luck, and I hope Holly gives you permission soon to go back to the Big Island.
That'd be great. All right, I'll get you to talk to her.
I love it. Campbell, take care, mate. Nice catching up.
Thanks, Brad. Cheers.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by Double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.